So I'm Abigail Nubiku, and I also work with Kathy and Karen in the section of Women's, Children's, and Family Health. And as Kathy mentioned, we have a strong history slash culture of marijuana use in Alaska. And now that it's been officially legalized, it's a hot topic of conversation. Marijuana, tobacco, alcohol use by mothers, all of these things are associated with offspring child protective service reports. So what I wanted to do here is look at how that relationship looks in the state right now. So I'm going to quickly go through what marijuana and tobacco use look like in Alaska, go through my data linkage, linking PRAMS with CPS reports, and then explore that relationship a little bit. So this is what tobacco use looks like among mothers at three reproductive time points in our state. So we have 3 months before pregnancy, the last 3 months, and then 3 months after. And I should say this is smoking cigarettes, not all tobacco use. And so we have a definite drop-off between the 3 months before pregnancy and then the last 3 months of pregnancy, and then we start to see an uptick in tobacco use again. And if we look at marijuana, at least for my first two maps here, this looks really similar. So we see a heavy use, up to 30% in the northern region, before pregnancy, and then this drops off during pregnancy. We don't see that same uptick 3 months after pregnancy, and it'll be interesting as we move forward whether we start to see any differences here. And the time frames for marijuana use in our questions are different than the time frames for tobacco use. So this is what tobacco and marijuana smoking look like in the PRAM sample that I was using, which is our phase 6 implementation. So we have tobacco use, pre-pregnancy is the purple bar here, so 33%, and then the 14.9% are those women who continued smoking cigarettes during pregnancy. We have marijuana, and then we have combined use, and so that combined use are mothers who continued using either tobacco or marijuana during pregnancy, not necessarily both. So my quit parameter was quitting both substances. So I linked my PRAMS respondents from phase 6, so 2009 to 2011. We had 3,549 of them, and I linked them with the 9,085 children who had at least one report to CPS before they were 2 years old during the time from 2009 to 2013. So I was linking infants up to 2 years of age. In our unit, we have access to vital statistics data. So I have the birth certificate number of all of the PRAMS respondents, and I can link them directly into our birth certificate data. So that's how I have the date of birth, the infant first name, and the infant last name. And I conducted a probabilistic linkage in R. I accepted all of my exact matches, and then I manually reviewed cases with lower match scores. I came up with 356 matches, which was 8.9% of our PRAM sample, and that is roughly equivalent to what I would expect to see in our population. So then looking at this relationship, in all cases, for all substances, tobacco, marijuana, and combined use is significantly associated with offspring Child Protective Service reports up to age 2. That association we see is the strongest when we're looking at combined use. So the next question that I asked is what happens? These are just mothers who used tobacco or marijuana pre-pregnancy. So what happened with mothers who were using pre-pregnancy and then decided to stop using during pregnancy? Do we see a difference there? So here, my purple bar are women who continued substance use during pregnancy, be it cigarettes, marijuana, or both. And the blue bar are the women who smoked before they were pregnant and then quit during pregnancy. And so although only the associations there's only a significant difference with tobacco, we can see that in all cases, quitting during pregnancy appears to attenuate that risk of a future CPS report for offspring. So the implications here, we see that maternal marijuana and tobacco use are associated with subsequent offspring social welfare contacts. So this is not surprising, given prior research. Cessation during pregnancy appears to attenuate that risk. And so we feel that there are implications for willingness to adopt healthy behavior changes during pregnancy, and it really highlights the importance for us of counseling both marijuana and smoking cessation in the state. And I just blew through that completely because apparently I still have a lot of time left. But I'm done. So that's all.